I'm the most brutal in Michigan, most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me.
Welcome back, everybody, to another Getaway Podcast with Tony, Sean, and Jeff. What up, Jeff? keeping it dark tonight. The quiet storm.
I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion that ever got. There's no one to stop it.
Got the hoodie back on. Sunshine and tacos, man, and I actually had tacos today. Yeah, you know, the young squire, Keyshawn, is stationed out here in San Diego, and we met up with him over on Coronado Island, took the Imperial Pizza, little taco shop, Don Tacos or something like that. Got a few mini tacos. Got my smash on. Got to see the boy. We just all good. Yeah, man, we just had a discussion. I was trying to talk Heba into what we were talking about for dinner. We had already talked about last night. Then I got an attitude because I wanted to have what I saw. We'd already been playing. And she went to the food. That's what I get for trying to flip. Ladies and gentlemen, no Tony tonight. He is, you know, schedules are getting weird. He's more active than ever. And we got our wires crossed. Originally, I was out at our normal time. And then I came back and said, I'm ready. So Jeff gets on. But Tony was still out. He sends a message that he's on his way home. We thought he was coming home to get on the pod. He went home to take some meds so he could feel better, and now he's half knocked out. So it's us again. That's why I said this the mocha edition. No cream tonight, baby. Huh? I'm just saying it like a T.I. is, son. Sorry, keep it. What Heavy D say? Black coffee, no sugar, no cream. That's it tonight. And then, you know, it's a little later. It's 6:30 here, 6:28. And there it's what, 8? Yeah. So we're going to do a quiet style, quiet fire edition. Mamacita said the music was too loud. She's in the car listening to the podcast. She said the music too loud. Sorry. We were excited. But I did fix it. So I usually have to add it post edit, but I fixed it. You know, we're still maneuvering through all the technical stuff and I'm still learning stuff. And then, you know, things get turned around and twist around. And I'm like, well, the video and audio was working last week. And then this week I opened it up and it doesn't work. So I found something that I fixed, but now it's too loud. You could hear, yeah. So it need to be loud for Jeff to hear. He need to be able to rock out to it too. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. What we got on the docket, Jeff? We got a lot. Kong. My man Malik Childish, he, you know, he's got his own channel on YouTube where he does video game reviews, a lot of old school video games, man. He does this one series with Sims and he's a drug dealer on Sims. It's hilarious. So go check out my man Malik Childish. He's the one who actually does a little bit of our marketing for us on YouTube. And he's got a music video that he released, and you know, he's doing some things, being creative, nothing wrong with being creative. And I love it. Oh man, Jeff, they can't hear you, Jeff. Sweet baby. I got it. I'm gonna get it. Watch this. Holla at me. Say something, Jeff. Can you
say something?
Y'all hear what Jeff up? Now? Can't type fast enough. Boy, but Victor got a good joke to get off. He could type faster than that. What up, Slick? Anyway, Malik Childish, he's doing his thing. He does our marketing, and he's got his own creative side and business that he's running with the marketing, and he's making videos and music and all that good stuff, man. And he commented on our video about Kong. He's like, he didn't know it was common knowledge of black people rooting for Kong. I guess I stand alone. I guess I stand alone on that thought.
Look, I root for Kong.
Do you? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Man. So I was getting a little upset during the movie. I was like, man,
I was don't bothered. Get this when I, Jeff, when I saw the highlights, I said, they better not kill Kong.
Man.
Because I'll never watch again.
Yeah. It was good, though. It was decent.
So you liked it. You got through it, and you liked it. I felt like, now, okay, who do you think won? It's okay to say it.
I'm going to say it. I think Godzilla was getting
him. Yeah.
Godzilla was giving him the business. And especially after he lost the axe, it was just kind of...
lost the stick.
He lost the stick, man. It was pretty much a wrap after that. So, you know, the fact that he stomped on my man's chest and then pretty much looked at him like, and walked off, you know.
That's cold.
You know, so... And, you know, so they had to restart my man's heart. So,
but once again, daddy did. Yeah, go ahead, do your thing, Jeff. You're hitting it. Go ahead, man. I'm not interrupting.
You know, I'm just saying that when they had to restart his heart, you know, that was kind of the point where it's just kind of like, okay, I guess Godzilla got it.
Victor said, "Don't do it. I still need to watch." Well, if you listen to the pod last week, we gave you fair warning. Sorry,
we
brother.
Said we, spoiler alert.
Ain't no spoilers now. We ain't got nothing else to talk about. Yeah, they had to restart my man's heart. But look, it goes back to what I was saying. Godzilla got to have all the extras. He need to have the hot breath, right? He got to have the ability to swim underwater. He needs all of those advantages. He wore him out a little bit in the ocean.
Yeah, that was brutal too.
Yeah, you know, you go swimming, you come home the next day, you're a little tired. Now you got to go fight him again.
Yeah.
Right? And now you got the hot breath.
And then turn around and got to fight the mechanical version of it.
And then go save his life because Megazilla was whooping his butt. Mega Godzilla was beating him down, properly beat down.
Yeah. See, it was him giving him the business.
Yes, all of the business. And then Kong was like, oh, see, he brought me back to life. I got to go over here and save this dude who done beat me down for the sake of mankind. Because that little girl gets me. That's where I'm saying. That's why we root for Kong, because the little girl goes out there, she puts her finger up there, and he's like, oh, okay, I'll go save him.
Right. The human element.
Literally the dragon breath, Slick. Literally. And he needs that to beat Kong. Without that, you know, you pour some water down in there, give me some Pepto, he might be able to beat him.
That's right. Just be steam.
He's smarter, man. He's smarter. Godzilla is operating on instinct. Kong is using instinct and brains, like the scene where he threw that crane and Godzilla turned around and then he jumped on his back and started beating him up.
Yeah.
That's why I love Kong.
And he was speaking sign language.
Right. That's what I'm saying, man. The human element. You got to love him.
So, yeah.
You got to love him, dog. And look, I had... three or four things that I wanted to talk about today, and I can't remember not none of them. I didn't write it down.
Well, you know, we lost another one this week.
Mm-hmm.
With X.
Yeah, man. Like a tortured soul, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, never had a great standing to get started. And I know, you know, a lot of people go, well, he was a dope fiend and he was on these drugs and whatnot. I get it. But sometimes you get a start and you can't get off. You know what I mean? You get a start that's rough for you and you try to get going, and then you add on to the, I mean, who knows, when you do drugs the first time, you don't know that your body and your chemical makeup is susceptible to be highly addicted.
Mm-hmm.
Some people can deal with it. We know functioning drug addicts. High functioning drug addicts, some that have sat in the White House, right? High functioning drug addicts, so where they don't spiral out of control. And he wasn't one of those guys. Mm-hmm. He was one of those guys where he would relapse and then, you know, geez, Pete, like, what are you going to do? And right. I feel bad for him. And he got all them kids. And I don't know if he was taking care of them kids or not. I saw that they had a negative net worth on my man when you look him up. So, I mean, like, it's a sad situation. Like, he was weird, right? He brings so much joy and happiness to all these people. Mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all, did I send y'all that video where the lady pulls up on him in St. Louis or somewhere? It's on Twitter, and it, the video is, you see a car pull into this like gas station, right?
Mm-hmm.
All you hear is this lady yell out, "Rough Rider!" I was like, what is going on? And she's like, oh my God, DMX, X, go give it. She's going nuts. Right. She's like, what these want from it? And she's like, we still don't know. She was just bugging out because she saw X, right? So he doesn't say a word. He's smiling, takes a picture with the lady. She's like, Melissa, hurry up, girl, hurry up, take the picture. And there was people on Twitter was like, Melissa, need to hurry up. You get that camera ready so she can get the picture. That's what he did for so many people. But man, he had to live with his own struggles, internal all the time, because it's all the time. You know, there's no, once you're, you know, I've never been in that situation. I don't know anybody who's gone through the rehab process and made it back out and stayed. I don't know anybody that even went in. So I may know some, but it's just not, you know, my knowledge.
Right.
So that's an everyday struggle. I mean, you can get that from regular TV. Mm-hmm. To, you know, because that stuff's on real, based on real life and real life characters that they go through the struggle, and it's a fight every day. So you give somebody who's going through that struggle millions of dollars and access to all of that stuff, it's really, really hard.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the music. The music was great. I wasn't a big DMX fan, but I was big enough to rock them hits.
Yeah, I have one of my buddies online was like, man, I think everybody had X in their workout line, the workout to, mix. So,
right.
Yeah, man. So it's rough. It's, you know, you always see people going through things, or you see them in one light. You don't ever really know what they're going through behind the scenes. So the fact that he was able to go through the scripture and still fight his demons, you know, and still have to be fighting his demons.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a rough one. You know, it's what I'm saying. We keep losing these guys young. And it just seems to be, it's always something related. You know, we lost Prince, mm-hmm. lost Michael, you know, DMX now. It just seems like we just keep losing them to some type of overdose related situation. And it's unfortunate.
Way too young. He's our age.
Yeah.
He's a year older than me. And lived a way tougher life.
Yeah.
Some of it, look, I'm not excusing any poor choices. I'm just saying, when that thing gets a hold of you, it's kind of hard to shake it. And a lot of people will be like, yeah, you can just stop. Well, that's not necessarily true for some people.
Right.
And I got my own stuff that I got to deal with. I'm not here to judge anybody else on how they doing their thing or whatnot. So yeah, you're right, Vic. Hopefully he had some insurance or something for the kid's sake. Cause the report I heard was there was 15.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
So hopefully there was something, you know, hopefully some of the people that earned off of him and whatnot, maybe put away something and set aside something, set something up for, you know, sometimes you need people to take care of you cause you can't take care of you. Right. You need somebody to, yeah, all right, X, here's what we're going to do. Kind of like what they did for Allen Iverson.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, y'all doing construction? Who's doing construction?
I saw something like you're hearing the movement.
Oh, I was like.
You might be. I heard something about, I think Jay-Z bought his.
His masters. Like,
yeah, so, you know, maybe that would be something where.
Right. So that's the.
Filter back into the family and take care of the family that way.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Sometimes somebody got to take care of you, look out for you, even though you're supposed to do it yourself. The Sixers did that for Allen Iverson. They put a certain amount of money that he made from his contracts over the years. They put it in like an escrow. And then when he hit a certain age, he's got access to it.
Mm.
And I think he might've just hit that age. Now he's got, you know, full access to that money. Cause he was going through his money quickly.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to have somebody look out for you. Somebody on your team. I mean, everybody else is making money off you. Why can't somebody for once turn around and say, okay, this is what we're going to try to do for you. Because you do so much for us. Good on those people who are doing those things and looking out for people who may not be able to look out for themselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah, rest easy, DMX, man. I know you were struggling, so hopefully he'll get some peace.
Absolutely.
What else you got, man?
So what else I got?
I've been sitting there trying to think of what I want to talk about. Next time I'm going to write it down, man. I had like two or three things, man.
Let's see. Sports-wise, well, what this is number 39, right?
Episode 40, Gail Sayers, right?
Oh, that's right. You and Tony had 39, so 40 would be Gail Sayers, yeah.
We had 39, me and you, last week, Cecil Martin.
Was that 39? I thought that was 38.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that.
Gail Sayers.
I have no idea now. Now I'm confused. Are you sure?
Hey, we'll figure it out. He said, Cooks.
It is 38. Wait, we are 39. We are 39. What did we say 39 was going to be?
We didn't.
We didn't.
Nope.
Well, who's 39?
I don't know. Vic, look it up. Who's 39 for us?
Oh, my gosh. Ah, Larry Sanka. That's what it was. Larry Sanka.
Larry Sanka.
Larry Sanka. That's an easy fix.
Yeah, that's a quick one.
And next week is going to be Gail Sayers.
Gail Sayers. There you go. All set. Ready to go.
Fix that. Just like that. Bang. Hmm?
Yeah, man.
Man, I'm so sick. I'm sick that I didn't do that. But I want to talk about dinner again. I'm salty. Eva. I had to look around, but she's watching. Eva. Mm-hmm. I see a video. I see a video for smothered pork chops. Mm, and last night we was talking about getting fired because we were watching Diners, Drive-Ins, Dash, one of them shows, and they had fired. I was like, let's get fired tomorrow. But then I see that smothered pork chop video. I was like, hey. We got pork chops in there. She's like, yeah. Yeah, I lost that one. I get pork chops tomorrow.
Yeah, I had some Zatarain's today.
Did you?
Yeah, we did jambalaya. It's
been a while since I've had that.
That's actually pretty good. I was, you know, it's one of those, it's hard, man. You get into those molds where you're just kind of like, fixed for dinner.
Right.
It's like last night, I'm sitting there. Fed the kids and just kind of like, I don't know what I want to eat. Next thing I'm in there, I made some steak nachos.
Like carne asada nachos?
I don't know if it was carne asada. We just had some fajita steak. Okay. So I cooked it up and then just put it over some tortilla chips.
Right.
Cheese, some black beans, put in the oven, melt the cheese, add some pico, some guac, and it was a wrap.
I see you trying to do it.
I try every once in a while. You know, a little bit here and there. Waiting for this weather to break so I can go ahead and officially break out this grill.
So it's not warming up the grill yet?
Oh, man, it's always warming up the grill.
Okay.
If it wouldn't have been for all that snow sitting on the deck, I would have probably lit up the grill during the winter. I wouldn't have cared.
Yeah, I've grilled in the winter. I put the turkey in the deep fryer back in Ohio.
It was just too much snow.
Get after it. So Eddie George, you see Eddie George got hired at Tennessee State?
Yeah, I saw that, man.
How we feel about this new phenomenon? You know, Deion.
Deion has started a new trend.
Yeah.
Hey, man. I guess they figure out it's a way to give back, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of a cool thing. So we'll see. And they said, I think Cromartie, a defensive back, is also already on their coaching staff too. Okay. So from a recruiting piece, it should be all right. You know, should help.
It's going to help. It's that new phenomenon that's going on. But here's the double-edged sword, right? You know, you got all these people, and I've been one of those people, and I had to think about it the other day. we should be going. Why can't we go? Why don't we turn out and make these HBCUs big? Right? Why aren't Five Stars going to the HBCUs? You're starting to see that, you know, basketball, there's a couple few that have done that.
Mm-hmm.
So why not? But then after I thought about it, if all of the top guys start to do that and it starts, the trend is to turn it and they go to the HBCUs, there's just over 100 HBCUs. So what happens to the kids that were going to go to the HBCUs? Right.
Right.
They get knocked out the box a little bit, right? Pushed aside a little bit. So then they get lost in the mix. Is that what happens? Or does this switch, or is this just a phenomenon where it's going to be a handful and it's always going to be with the big boys, right? With the true blue bloods, traditional football schools, PWIs and whatnot.
Yeah. I think time will tell, right? It's one of those things to where I think if, in a handful, you see some success, you might see a larger trickle. But I don't know if it'll be enough to make an impact where it drains the blue bloods, right?
Right.
I think you'll still see those numbers be what they're going to be. I think you might just see that the HBCUs are a little bit more competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And you might see those big names, those names on the sidelines, start getting those HBCUs opportunities against some of the bigger schools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it might open doors. But I don't know if it'll be enough to really drain the blue blood pipeline. And I think, you know, the thing is, you've always seen the pro players coming from that level.
Yeah.
It's never, it's not an issue about whether or not you're going to get the opportunity to play.
Right.
At that next level. So I think what it's going to do is, just like I said, I think it's going to promote and provide some opportunities for those schools to kind of get in there. And hey, even if it's just nothing else, to take a big payday and hopefully sneak in and clip one off and, you know, keep grabbing recruits here and there.
Right. So Slick was like, yeah, we have to get in somewhere. If you want to be a head coach of a program, get recognition. Okay. But then, my response to that was, what about the assistant coach that's been at the HBCU for 10, 15, 20 years? And then here comes Dion and here comes Eddie George. Right? You know, yeah. This guy's been grinding for 15 to 20 years. And then these dudes, because they played in the league and they got some name recognition, they come in with no college coaching experience and get a head job. But my brother, who's been there, you know, doing all that dirty work, because it's not a lot of rewards at that level, because the money's just not there, right?
Mm.
And then you're doing other things that normal PWI assistant coaches might not necessarily do. You know, you might be out there helping out with the grounds. You might be out there helping out to keep the uniforms clean and equipment up to standard and whatnot. You might be doing, you know, putting on more hats, taking on some of those roles. So I see it both ways. Like, there's a benefit, right, when Dion and Eddie George, because now we're going to put the spotlight on. Like, when Dion got there, he started talking right away, and they are on ESPN every week. And I watched them. And now they're 3-3. They've had some success. And then they took a beat down yesterday. But that dude at Alabama A&M, that quarterback, he's a legit NFL type dude.
Yeah.
You know, they hung 50 on them dudes. There's talent there. But, you know, the spotlight, because those guys are those guys, the spotlight is there. And that's good. That's good for those guys. Good for schools. Get some money into the schools. That's the start.
Yeah.
I'm all right with it. I'm all right.
I think it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's no different than it happened. It happens at the PWIs. You get the big names to come in and take spots from guys who've been grinding for years. You got guys who are career assistant coaches.
Right.
You know, for some, it may be where they just want to be.
Right.
So, you know, I don't think it's a phenomenon that is just strictly them taking opportunities from other coaches at the HBCUs. It's a phenomenon that's there. But like I said, at the end of the day, I think it helps to promote and provide some opportunities of exposure that they may not normally get.
Mm-hmm. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. Hold on, son.
Yep.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Getaway Podcast with Tony, Sean, and Jeff. Do us a favor and hit the subscribe button right there on YouTube. Like it, share it. We appreciate it. Right there. Still right there. All right. Also, you can follow us on any social media platform. For instance, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. And last but not least, you can check out the audio on pretty much anywhere where you can listen to podcasts. So once again, subscribe, like, share, Getaway Podcast with Tony and Sean and Jeff.
And Jeff.
Look, you should pull out my, since we're doing this the nighttime version, you should pull out my old one.
I figured you was going to just turn the light off.
Pull out the old one. And just,
Golly. I got it in it somewhere. That's so funny, man.
Oh, man. All right, man. So these super teams in the NBA. What do you think about these New Jersey Nets taking this 25-point L against the depleted Lakers team?
I don't care. I don't care about teams stacking it up and losing in the regular season. You know, ain't none of it matters until they get into the tournament. Until the playoffs start, nothing matters. Until LeBron and AD are back, nothing matters.
They Kyrie got kicked
out.
Weeks.
How soon did Kyrie get kicked out that game?
Third quarter. Third Him quarter. And Schroeder. It was third quarter.
That ain't a
it
fair was exchange.
And it was and look, it really isn't. And they were pretty even though. I think he had 19. Kyrie may have had like 19 or 20.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was like a 4-point game at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like and then shortly thereafter, it was a wrap.
Yeah, that ain't a fair swap, Kyrie, for Schroeder.
No, not at all.
So I can see how the blowout happens then. They ain't got their guy. Two guys missing.
Lakers didn't have most of theirs either. I mean, you got Kuzma sitting on the bench. You got LeBron, AD over there on the bench. So, although I say Nets didn't have Harden, and then they was out without Kyrie for the fourth quarter, basically. So, we shall see. I agree, though.
I don't even know. Utah is good in the West. Denver, Dallas. I don't even know.
Look, like I said, I agree with you. You nailed it, though, when you said it. At the regular season, that really matter. I think it'll be interesting this year. I guess they're doing some type of a play-in type thing.
Yeah.
So
so somebody's like, the Lakers going to mess around and have to be a play-in squad.
Look, they don't figure out how to keep winning with these next 2 to 3 weeks. I think they said AD come back in about 2 and LeBron's 3.
So the regular season is a money grab, right?
Yeah, basically.
Okay. I don't watch much NBA anyway. I was heavy on it last year because we lost all sports.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not a big regular season NBA guy. I'm all football all the time. I'm telling you, I was watching Delaware State yesterday. Football.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I watch. I watch football. I don't care who it is. If there's a game on, I'm watching it. So I got the ESPN watch up. When the game ends, I hit the back button and I go find who's live next. Then I hit the play button. I don't care who it is. Lenore Ryan, it don't matter. I'm watching it.
You said who?
Lenore Ryan, Division II football. I watch it. Division III, I'm watching it.
Yeah.
It don't matter. I don't care if NBA is on regular season NBA, nothing. First round NBA playoffs, nothing. After that, I'll watch the closing games. And then once we get down to the semifinals, finals, I might watch the series. I'm not watching 5 games or 7 games, first round, 7 games, second round. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
It's too much.
They were interesting last year, though.
Because we didn't have anything else.
That is probably the case.
Damn, anything else. That was exactly the case. I was squeaky basketball shoes all night long in here because there was nothing else. Because before that, well, we were watching replays of old college football games. I was watching those. Wide right, 1, 2, and 3. Or wide left, whatever it is, Florida State, Miami. I was watching all that.
Can't get enough. Ain't nobody trying to watch the Spurs. You had all the love you was going to get, Slick. Spurs. You had David Robinson and Big Fundamentals, and you get all those Ginobili, like Barkley says, and now you still asking for dubs. Kawhi didn't even want to be there. You rebuilding. Sorry. Can we get some love for the Knicks? Huh? Got a flyer on the squad. Obi Toppin. No love. Dang. Lakers fans are cold, man.
Hey, man, you know. Straight Lakers.
Lakers fans are cold. I you know, whatever. I'm over it. I'm ready for football. Like, I'm enjoying the spring football, and I'm watching spring games, and I'm excited about the spring games. I'm just ready for the big boy. I put a message. I said, it sounds just – I watched Tyrann Mathews, just a clip somebody put together on Twitter. I watched his highlights.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I like the Knicks, Vic. And you see the plays, and you hear it with the full stadiums, and it's just different.
Mm.
You know, we watched it last year, and it was a lot of empty, and then later in the year, some of them got kind of filled up. Like the SEC, they did not – in the South, they did not care nothing about no pandemic. They was down there when Between the Hedges was packed the first week. But it's just the game, watching it on TV, it is just way different when it's packed, and you can hear the oohs and ahs and the bands, and it's just, the whole emotion of a college football game, it's just different.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that, you know, people get vaccinated and they open up the stadiums and people can get back to work and then get out to these games. For my sheer entertainment, my selfishness, I want to hear the crowds jumping. I want it when the big house is packed. I want that. And I hear the fight song. I want to see them jump around in Wisconsin. I want Notre Dame packed. Slick said his high schools are playing now. It's actually kind of fun. Is it like a JV game, Slick? No parents, just parents, no students, no band, no cheerleaders? What's going on there?
I think they're doing that way here. Like, the families can't go to, because, you know, we're doing spring football here.
Yeah.
And so the families can't go to away games. They can only do the home. So you can't travel to, you know, so if we were playing Wayne at Wayne, we couldn't, you know, our people couldn't go to Wayne.
How stupid is that? How dumb is that?
And I guess that's their way of trying to at least control.
But they're going to be on the opposite side, right? Don't they have visitor stands?
Yeah, but, you know, you don't want the stands to be packed either. Vic just said they get two fans each.
Mom and dad.
Yeah.
Like, nah, dad, I'm bringing my girl. Stay home, son. I want my girl to be there. Huh? Boy, I brought you into the world. I'll take you out, one of them things. Two fans each. That's like a JV game, though, Slick. I remember coaching JV games at Stebbins. And when Johnny's dad is not happy with the way Johnny's playing, he's only a sophomore trying to learn how to play varsity ball, getting his face kicked in, and you can hear every bad word he says to his son.
Mm.
Right? I had a kid tell me, I wish my parents wouldn't come to the game.
Wow.
I put my arm around him. I said, don't worry about it. We just having fun today. Because that's what JV games are. They're fun. It's learning. Right. You're supposed to learn. Right? Yeah, we've talked about this before. Do you remember how exciting it used to be? Your freshman year, my sophomore year, we would play on Friday night, but they needed bodies for Saturday morning, and they said, who wants to play JV tomorrow? And we all had our hands up. Yep, I'll play. We go out there grass stained up and everything because we were on the field Friday night. Now, waking up was a little tough. You'd be sore and stiff, but once you got down there, got your little Egg McMuffin, get through that warm-up line, you're good to go.
Good to go. Playing two games back to back, man.
Right.
Youth.
So fun. Hey, we used to have fun too, boy. One of them years we had fun. That sophomore year, it was that year because that's the only year I played JV. It was fun.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Yeah, we don't talk about that school, Slick. Sorry. If you want to talk about them, I'll give you the access code to the Discord and you can come on the show. You and Tony could be buddies.
Cecil trying to bring, he trying to bring
he
up.
He said, "I see what you did, Sean. You mentioned Notre Dame and left him off Michigan and not
the school in Columbus."
Right. He can come on the show. Slick.
They get so sensitive.
So sensitive. Come on, Slick. We'd love to see your face. The people would love to see you. Anytime.
Come on, Slick.
I'll let you in right now.
Jump on.
No, I'm playing. We got to have some heads up. I got to do some graphics. It'd be just a blank screen or something. I don't know.
It's just your voice.
Just a voice. Call in. First time call it law. Egg McMuffin. You get your Egg McMuffin and an orange juice, right? You're sitting in the locker room. All right, you got 10 minutes. Hey, and then Coach Floyd with the beard, he'd come in and say, "All right, who wants to play quarterback?" All the linemen would be like, "Oh, yeah. Huh?" So fun. But JV, like I said, JV is for learning.
Yeah.
And, you know, mom and dad, get off his back. Mainly dad. Get off his back. He's trying to learn. We're trying to prep him, that young man or that young lady, for varsity football. Denise Pennington shot. Sean, you look just like Reggie. Denise, are you my brother's friend? Because Reggie isn't as pretty as me. Reggie's my brother. Reggie's not as pretty as me because on Siblings Day, my oldest, biggest brother posted a picture on Facebook for Siblings Day, and it was him, Scott, Debbie, and David. Guess who wasn't in that picture? Because he wasn't born yet. So then I had to put comment like him with an exclamation point. So then he had to post a whole separate. I got my own separate little post. Yep, forget my little brother. Well, dang. Can I get like photoshopped into that mug or something? Slide a brother in.
I always think about it's like, I feel like there should be more, like I have more pictures, but I can never find the pictures when I'm looking for them. So it's just like, I always end up missing it.
Right.
I need more advance notice.
Denise, thanks for listening and watching. We appreciate you. And if you haven't liked it, like the Facebook page and go over and like us on YouTube too. Yeah. David Coon's sister. I don't know there. See, Denise, I am like 9 years younger than Debbie and David. So we were good and gone from Huber Heights. We went over to a rural school district where they teach you things. And you know, we went over to Stebbins and played over at Stebbins, played a little football over there. And, you know, that's what we did. We left them. Denise, I won't even sit at the Wayne Warriors table at Frickers in Huber Heights. I won't sit there. Can't do it. Won't do it. Why? Just because. They cheated us.
Yeah, that pass interference call.
We ain't gonna bring it up again. They cheated.
We're not gonna relive that one.
Yeah, they cheated us. I know. We shut them down. They was over there crying. I heard the stories. Oh, you're boo-hooing, talking about we about to lose the Stebbins. Yes, you are.
Yeah, y'all should have.
Anywho, thank you for liking these. I appreciate that. So, look, Jeff, I'm still waiting on Uncle Joe to hook me up with my forbear, my forgiveness, man.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, then he asked for some exploratory about his ability to be able to do it, right? So, you know, everybody else, you know, I appreciate the fact that at least he asked him, but he needed to just go ahead and do it.
Just go ahead. If he don't do no one else's, do mine. I'm just saying, I need it the most right now. I raised my hand first. Joe, I was first in line. Hook me up. I'm just saying, like, you know, I'm going to put the money back in the economy. I'm going to shop at the local restaurant who has a family working in there cooking meals. I'm going to shop there where they're making t-shirts locally. I'm going to shop where they're doing all arts and crafts. I'm going to spend the money. I'm going to give it right back to the people. It's a win-win for everyone.
It's a win. Everybody wins.
Denise, your sons went to Stebbins? Did I coach any of them? Wait a minute. Pennington. Did my kid play with yours? Sounds familiar. I'm old, though. I'm old when it comes to sense of remembering names. When I coached Jeff, when I was coaching football, a kid would be, hey, number such and such for like 8 weeks. For like the first 8 weeks. Because I'd be like, hey, 43. Come here. What's wrong with your stance? They tell you what's wrong. Okay, yeah, okay, let's fix that. And then finally I'd remember their name. I'm terrible with names. I'd see the kids, they'd been graduate. Coach Huffman, how you doing? They show up, pop up on the store on me. This is my wife and this is my son. And I would say, oh, how you doing? Everything good? Yep. I'd walk away and be like, I don't know who that was. Terrible with names.
Look, I'll say this. It is hard when, like in schools, working in a school.
Yeah.
And then like if you leave a school and go work at another school and, you know, it's been like 3 or 4 years since you was at the last school, you know, the first school you was at, and all of a sudden you run into it. Like I ran into one of my young guys working in a, he was working in a shoe store.
Right.
And I'm looking at him going, I know your face. And he was like, oh, Mr. Cooks, what's up? I was like, hey, what's going on?
It's pure old age.
And it's like one of those things where, dude, you just feel real old. Like, I know I should know his name. I should know his name. But
I coached a set of twins, and they weren't identical, but they were identical enough, I believe. I can't remember if they were identical or not. Hold on. Let me think. So I had them in eighth grade, and then I got moved up, and I followed them all the way through high school. Eighth grade, and then I got moved to freshman, and then I got moved up to varsity, so I had them a year at JV, and then I was the varsity O-line, D-line coach, so I had them varsity. And one was a quarterback and one was a running back. So one was Kyle. So I was like, okay, Kyle is the quarterback. That's how I was doing a little sound kind of thing there. Mm-hmm. But before that, and then, yeah, Ryan was the running back, right? So the R and R and the K with the Q and sound, whatever. But before that, I was like, look, one of y'all got to get a haircut. Somebody got to dye something. Somebody, so they did. One of them dyed his hair blonde, like on the top, like a blonde streak. And then I was like, okay, cool. Now I know who's who. It just took me a minute to get to know and remember the names. And they were great players for us.
Look, see, Ryan that would have been Kyle Smith. One of us would have probably, both of us would end up doing it just to kind of mess with the coach.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, no, let me tell you something. They used to mess with me big time. They would, they would try to mess with me. One time they took like industrial sized, shrink wrap and shrunk wrapped my car. So I let them laugh. They, you know, they're in there snickering when I'm walking out the locker room because we're done with our post practice meeting. They're snickering at me as I walk by. Yes. KAQ Elvin. I didn't know your name either. Talking about. So the kids are snickering at me as I'm walking out a lot through the locker room to go home, and I get outside and they're following you out. So I'm like, okay, something's up. The kids are all following me outside. And I go and my car surrounded. I'm like, what are you doing? They move away and it's just shrunk wrap. All the doors all the way around the car. I let them get their laugh on for a few minutes, enjoyed it. I said, that's cool. Ain't nobody going home. We'll go hit that field. We're going to do some beast until the shrink wrap is gone. You know how fast that shrink wrap came on? Because I got That's tired. I don't get tired. They run the beast. I'd never get tired when they was running the beast. I'm Spice Adams, get on the line, coach. A few years ago, some kids that I coached tagged me, and they was like, yeah, that's you, Coach Huffman. Get on the line.
Yeah. Did you have your shorts all the way up to your neck?
No, I did not. He's like out here kiki-ing and ha-ha. Doing a whoa, and we getting beat. You know why we have this meeting next to this trash can? Because we play like trash. I was like, get on the line. That was me.
Hilarious.
Hold on, son. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to Getaway Podcast with Tony, Sean, and Jeff. Hit that subscribe button right there when you're on the YouTube channel. Like, share, comment, engage with us. We love when you do that. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Like, comment, share, engage with us there as well. You can also hear the audio anywhere you can hear a podcast. We are also available on your Alexa-enabled devices. Thanks for listening to the show. Say word, son.
Word, son.
Word, son. Jeff Victor said he made up his own names. Way too many kids through the day to remember. That's right. Hey, hey man, you.
It happens.
You know how many times I ran up on a kid? Hey! Hit him on a helmet. Good job. You see what 40 did? That's a good job. Terrible with names. Way bad. And then week nine. And then week nine, I got it.
Of course.
Tom, good job, Tom. Good job.
They looking at you like,
first time he called me by my name. It is what it is, son.
See, and then, you know, for me, it's like, I always tell the kids, like, if I don't know your name, it's a good thing. Because if, if I know your name, that means you've been in my office
too
much.
Yeah, that's right. You got a whole different thing going, though.
So
if you know their names, they bad if you know their names, because you the AP.
Like, you ain't supposed to be in my office. Like, you in my office way too much. Just walk in the door, somebody, hey, Jerome, how you doing? Type of day we don't have today.
What type of day? Woo-wee! I don't know if I can do it.
It's cool though, man. I will say this. I didn't think I could either. Because I'll be honest, you know, there was a big, at one moment, I was like, there's no way in the world I would ever go into a classroom.
Now look at you.
Now look at me.
How long you been
me,
in
right?
the classroom, man? How long you been in the school?
I've been there. This is going into my eighth year.
Yeah.
Spent the first half of the career working in a higher ed, and then since the last 7-8 years now being in the schools. So, so it's cool. You have the moments you do. You have a couple times you see these kids, you just be like, dude, look, I'm tired of having the same conversation with you.
Like, you ever wish you could do like they did to us? Remember when Mr. Hensley would have that paddle in that back room? I never got it.
I was about to say, I never saw the paddle. So
I always saw it.
I always heard about it, but I never saw it.
I heard the Mr. Huffman, get your body in my office right now. I heard that a lot. Mm-mm. I heard that a lot. And I saw the paddle. And I remember hearing one time he called mom and, you know, he's trying to get me in trouble for something. I was involved in it, but I was right. Certain things you can't say to a young black man without getting touched up a little bit. Victor said right? But I hear he calls my mom and my mom, you know, he's looking at me like he's shaking his head like, I'm calling your mom. And then all of a sudden, yes, ma'am. He turns his back to me in his swivel chair. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And he turns around, hangs the phone up, go back to class. Because there's certain things you just can't say.
Right.
Mr. Norfley, get your body in my office. Mr. Hensley, good guy. He's all right. I'm all right with that. Yeah. Do you think corporal punishment in the school? I mean, we know it won't work because you can't even discipline the kids now. You know, you give them detention in Saturday schools. The parents up there giving the school grief, complaining.
Yeah. No, it's definitely not a place for it. You know, I think you get more.
Victor said 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. He saw Mr. Hensley.
Yes, he did.
We gotta get you on the show.
It's a bigger battle with the parents than it is with the kids. You know, like, you know, like I think we talked about it before, you know, we got phone calls home. You know, it was one of those, we were like, don't call.
Right.
Please don't call my mom. Don't call my mom while she at work. Don't call my mom. It's her day off. Don't call my mom. Please don't call her.
That's right.
Like, I'll go sit down. I'll be quiet. These kids be like, man, call my mom.
Because they know they're going to come up there and ride. That's why.
No, because they know half the time the parents ain't going to have to. I'll be honest with you. Sometimes the phone just ring. You leave a message. So it's a little different now.
Right.
It's a little different.
Elvin. Elvin, do we need to have a story time, Elvin, with you? Had one come to your house. A principal went to your house? Whoa. Okay, Mrs. Rich, Mrs. Fox, 6th grade, remember her?
Mm-hmm.
So parent-teacher conference, Sean's a good kid, does his work, but can we get him to stop moonwalking in class? I'd go sharpen my pencil and moonwalk back to my seat. I got in trouble for that. And then Senora Ahmed, she called the house because I didn't have my Spanish English dictionary. she calls, and normally, you know me, I would intercept all those calls and be like, no, she ain't home. She disguised her voice. And I didn't know who it was. It didn't sound like Senora Ovid. So I give my mom the phone, and now my mom is now standing in my bedroom door on the phone looking at me, talking about, yeah, he ain't got his dictionary, huh? I was like, what's going on? Yeah, she tricked me.
Fumble.
God, she got me. She got me. I used to intercept all those report cards and all that stuff in the mail, baby. To my mother, you know, she's working hard, going to school and whatnot. She couldn't be there every time the mail came. And your boy would get them things to avoid a lot of bodily injury.
Mm-hmm.
Elvin, we need to know why you had a principal or an assistant principal come to your crib. What was you doing? My God, man. We need to do an episode of times that we got, you know, in trouble at school, jacked up at school by the principal or jacked up by the parents when they found out what you was doing in school. I got more trouble because I was trying to mess with the girls. Leave them tackhead girls alone, Shonda. You know how many times I heard that? Tackhead girls. My mom and my sister. Tackhead girls. Yeah, them girls used to get me caught up. That and all I want to do, play football. I don't care about no football, boy. Yeah, that.
Mm-mm.
I was that guy.
Look, you made a time we were supposed to go. We went to the movies.
Yes, I remember.
And my mom was like, "You got to ride home." I was like, "Yeah, mom." Woo-wee. Needless to say, that didn't quite go in the way it was supposed to.
Was it Jerry that wound up coming and getting us?
Yeah, I think so. My mom was fired up, boy. That was a wrap.
Victor said he got tired of seeing his dad's car, green car pull up. No doubt. And then Elvin, they sent a letter. He didn't bring it back and told her my parents need more time to look at it. Oh! She came to my house that night to talk about it. What?
Wow.
What? You told the teacher that your mom and dad need more time to reference the letter because he was acting up in school. What is going on? That is some creative word processing.
Oh, man.
Huh? Hey. That was like that Kevin Hart skit, Miss Green. My mama told me to tell you. Long and down your back. My parents need more time to look at it. What is happening?
That's hilarious.
We got to do that. We got to do an episode. We're gonna work on that. At least a portion of the episode where we can get your stories, and we could talk about what y'all was doing in school to get jacked up. Hold on, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Getaway Podcast with Tony, Sean, and Jeff. You see that subscribe button right there? Do me a favor. Go ahead and click that when you are on our YouTube channel. And if you don't mind, go ahead and like, comment, and share the link with your friends. You can also follow us on all of our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Again, like, comment, and share. We enjoy every opportunity that we get to engage with you. We're also available on platforms such as Spotify, Amazon, and any other streaming service that you access your favorite podcast, in addition to any Alexa-enabled devices. Thank you for supporting and listening to the Getaway Podcast with Tony, Sean, and Jeff. Say word, son.
Word, son. I got follow-up questions. Victor, Elvin. Do your kids know how you act in school? Do your children know? Like, Vic, you got grown kids. Do they know? Elvin, you got a senior and a freshman, I believe. Do they know how you was wilding out? And what's your response when your kids act up in school? Do you be like, because I know young Keezy did some things. And my initial thought would be, I'm going to kill him. But then I'd be like, well, I did some of them things too. Victor said, yes, these kids know. Look at his face. There's no school. Well, not everything. Yeah, I've told him that. Hey, I still say it. You're trying to get over, man. I done did that and messed it up. Yeah. Victor said he ain't tell him everything. Well, tell him to watch the show. We can talk about it, and I'll let it spill, Slick. You know what I mean? Big Mouth Sean, I'm gonna tell it all. I want to let the world know how Victor was in junior high and high school. Oof. One day I'll find that eighth grade team picture, Slick, where Slick spent about 15, 20 minutes in the mirror getting his Jerry curls straightened out. You know Vic. Vic was a pretty guy at school. He was the guy who wore dress shoes every day, and when he put gym shoes on, his feet hurt. Who does that? But he spent his time getting cropped, getting all nice and clean, and we get lined up, and I'm standing next to him in the photo. And right when we get all lined up and straightened up, what did I do? Messed his hair up. He was so mad at me. Man, he was so mad at me. Victor, I don't know how you didn't hate me, man, because I ate your pizza one day at high school. I had all kinds of things to eat, Vic. I'm sorry. Oh, my God. So fun. Those are valuable times.
But we all had a good laugh with you and them bananas.
I don't know nothing about no bananas.
Yeah, I'm just gonna leave it there.
He said, I'll never let that go, forever be mad about. He's gonna be at my funeral talking about, yeah, and this messed up my hair after I got it all right. And then when we got into high school, this ate my pizza. Let it go, son. Come on, man. Don't hold on to that grudge. I'll let it go. My man Chris Surratt had a story about that on that Fight Strong. Let it go. Don't hold on to those bad experiences, man. Mm-hmm. You're holding on to all that negativity. Let it go. We're going to have to spend the day doing that.
Oh, man.
All right, man. It's come to that time.
It's that time?
It's that time, dog. Let's see if I can't do it properly, because last time, you know, somebody said to me it was too loud. Can you even hear it?
I can hear it.
Can you? Yeah. Another week in the books. These get easier and easier every week. Every week they get a little easier.
They move quick.
They go fast.
Yeah.
We talked about, doing an additional day or something, but, you know, who knows? Also, we'll try to work out some scheduling things. Tone's got some stuff coming up, but occupy his time. We might switch to another day. I don't know. We got to nail it down. Figure out what we're going to do. Whether we're going to do earlier on Sunday, later on Sunday, or just another day altogether. But we'll get it all figured out, and we'll get it announced. Episode 39, Larry Sonka in the book. Hey, Larry Sonka, Hall of Fame fullback, play for the Miami Dolphins.
Member of the last undefeated team.
Member of the last undefeated team. They still popping bottles. What else? Anything else? 59 minutes in, we start talking about Larry Sonka. Hopefully we won't get any bad comments on YouTube.
Hey, but we missed him. You got to listen to the end.
Go all the way through. We got to get those numbers up, right, Malik? Get those numbers up. Shout out to Malik under something, something marketing. I can't remember the name of it, but we appreciate you. His job is done with us as of today. And go
watch
his video. He's got a video on his YouTube page or on YouTube somewhere, Malik Allen. And he's got a gaming page as well. Shout out to A9 Radio, DJ Swig, Mr. 937. Tone, since you ain't here, work on the shirts. Jeff, say word, son.
Word, son.